Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Look at those folks waiting for number 62.
The net's almost unfair. The 2-1. Swung on, there she goes! Number 62! Move over, Big Mac, you got company!
What a fascinating day that was on Friday as Sammy Sosa made his return to Wrigley Field. It is Hit and Run. It's me, Matt Spiegel, here with you on 670 The Score. I got to say, he did like everything except for one thing that you could have imagined. Like, he hugged Tom Ricketts in the garage when he got there. He was part of the radio broadcast, the television broadcast, and the Spanish language broadcast, which is awesome. Miguel Esparza got to hang out with Sammy. He did post-game television with Cole Wright and Cliff Floyd. He didn't do the seventh inning stretch. And I was like, why didn't he do the seventh inning stretch? What's that about? But he was offered the seventh inning stretch. I can report, that's right, through my inside sources, that the seventh inning stretch was offered to Sammy. He preferred not to do it. He doesn't like to sing.
He said he's a hitter, not a singer.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Did they ask him that on Inside the Clubhouse as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Damn it. Damn it, I thought I was going to have breaking news. I thought I had serious, hot breaking news. Good stuff on Inside the Clubhouse from Sammy Sosa. Let's listen to it and dissect it, because the Hall of Fame comes up as well.
How would you summarize your emotions and the range of feelings that you experienced during Friday's return to Wrigley Field?
It was amazing. I mean, the reception that I have and the standing ovation that I have, especially, was incredible. I mean, it's been a long time, over 21 years, but now I'm back, and they welcomed me. Incredible. I never expecting that reaction, but that was, you know, a little bit surprised. And also the tour that I have also in the clubhouse, that was incredible also.
What are your deepest thoughts about, you know, that era you played in and people trying to pick out different people as to whether they did good, bad, or not enough?
Well, look, you know, when we play, you know, we played the game. Like I say, that was, you know, that was the moment that, you know, we played the game, you know, the game the way it was. You know, like you said, it's a different era right now. I mean, everything is differently. You know, they have some more opportunity now that you can go out there and have a better year. But the era that I play, you know, I played with a lot of good players, and I don't pick and choose anybody, you know, and, like I said, I'm just happy to be back here, Bruce, and, you know, the future will look bright.
You saw Pete Crow Armstrong in spring training. You return yesterday, and Pete has beaten you to 2020, becoming the fastest Cub to get 20 home runs and 20 stolen bases in a season. It took him 73 games. It took you 94, I think, back in 94. How do you explain his ascension this quickly as a player, and how would you describe just his appeal as an entertainer?
Well, you know, he had the swagger. I mean, he had the intensity. I mean, every time he goes to the plate, he's not afraid. I don't mean the rest of that afraid, because I want to make myself clear. But, you know, every time he goes to the plate, he's so confident that, you know, he's going to make contact, he's going to hit a home run, he's going to steal in bases. And I'm congratulating him because, I mean, 2020 already, earlier in the year, he could be maybe 33rd or 44. You never know. But, you know, the way he played the game hard. You know, he go after every ball. I mean, and when he has a play, you know, he have so much confidence that, you know, in good swing, by the way, in good adjustment. So I think he will be fine. He will be very, very, very good with a great year already.
Since the last time we spoke to you at the Cubs convention, Commissioner Rob Manfred has removed Pete Rose from the permanently ineligible list, so he has opened the door basically for Pete Rose to be inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. I wondered from your perspective what your opinion was on that decision to do that for Pete Rose and his legacy, and if you think it clears a path in any way for some of the players like yourself whose door to Cooperstown has so far been blocked.
Well, you know, I believe that this is a great, a great opportunity for baseball. People, the number that people have is incredible. As a play, you know, as a person, individual person, I don't have nothing to do with that. But I think Manfred take that decision, I think, has opened the door in the future. I guess it's still too early. But I believe that if you get into the Hall of Fame, the rest of us, you know, including myself, Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, and Alex Rodriguez, I think we have a chance to made it. I'm not talking about tomorrow or the next day, but I believe it's a hope.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, those guys all will eventually have a chance to get in as writers vote their conscience. And, you know, boy, God, I've talked about it so many times through the years. What's tricky is this. I wish that people who have done wrong could openly talk about how they did wrong and own it and then move on with their lives, because it doesn't make them horrendous people. It doesn't. People make mistakes in life. I mean, obviously, there are a few things that make you irredeemable. But even those, like, depending on how you live out the rest of your life, you might be able to find a way to improve as a human and be of some value to society, as I get a little deep here with you. Right. When Bruce Levine asked Sammy Sosa for his deepest thoughts on the steroid era, that was some rambling, trashy, mumbo jumbo emptiness right there. That was tough to listen to. I'll be honest. Great question. Got nothing there from Sammy. Absolutely nothing. It's very hard for me, frankly, to respect on a human level that answer. Very difficult. Because you got an opportunity. You don't have to, like, apologize necessarily if you don't want to apologize, but like an opportunity to speak with some clarity and some humanity about an era that you were a part of. Boy, it'd be nice. It'd be nice to hear that. So when I hear that Sammy's like completely unable or unwilling to do all of that, I personally have very little interest in seeing him in baseball's Hall of Fame. But I've said before that I think those guys should be in if their numbers deserve it. If they warrant it, they should be in because things, you know, have changed and progressed. And, you know, and like every era has its own asterisk. The classic Bob Costas approach of like there should be one page at the beginning of the record book. And that's written about in Cooperstown that shows, you know, so it's not for me to decide that he gets into the Hall of Fame or not. He should be in there. He should be in there. But it should come with some honesty on either baseball's part and hopefully on Sammy's part.
speaks. Like I grew up a Sosa fan, and you know this was such a tough moment for me when he leaves, the corked bat, all this other stuff, the steroids things comes out here. My thought process after Sosa left is I'm going to pick a Cub that I know isn't going to make me feel bad, and that's why Derek Lee is my favorite player.
Interesting. So it made you feel bad. Yeah, I get it. I mean, you know, as you contextualize baseball history, baseball itself needs to be honest about it, and that would make it feel a little better. And they have on some level, but the players themselves being honest about it also makes you feel better. It's not going to feel good. And so that's why for a lot of people, like the Sammy reunion has been nice, but also feels kind of dirty at the same time.
I feel good for Sammy.
Yeah, right? I'm happy for Sammy. I'm happy for the fans that love him. That's what I'm happy for. I'm happy that the fans that love him and the fans that needed him re-involved into their baseball experience have that. That's what I'm happy for. I mean, good for them. And I know lots of them who wanted Sammy back in the fold. And good for them. But it does feel a little filthy. I'll be honest with you. This is Ben in Queens on 670 The Score. Hello, Ben.
Oh, you can take a shower. You'll be okay.
I will be. You know, and I'm sure there'll be people, and maybe you're one of them, saying like, oh, my God, get off your soapbox or you're holier than that. I'm just being honest about how it feels. That's all.
No, I will say that, you know, the relitigating of the steroid era continues on and on and on, and it will never quit. And if you want me to talk about that, I'll talk about that. But I would be remiss if I didn't first take a moment and recognize the passing of your father, Herb Spiegel, who, like many others, I felt like I knew him, even though I never met the man. And I just wanted to say, you know, he was always the best guest and it was always the best segment because you, Mr. Matt Spiegel, were so generous with him. And you guys were so open. And I know in your business, it's always not a great idea to share your family members, but you did such a great job. And I just wanted to thank you for that.
That means a tremendous amount, Ben. I enjoyed sharing him with people. I was proud of him. I was proud of him and proud to be. Yeah. So it was an honor to share him with people. And man, I heard from so many listeners. I just spoke to his widow, my bonus mom, Joan, and she said she got a card from somebody. She got a card from somebody who knew him through the radio, who sought out her address and sent him a card, which is amazing. So, yeah, it added a lovely level to have so many of the listeners know him the way that you did, because you did.
Yeah, well, hey, I don't want to get weird on you, but I looked it up on the internet and I was like, man, that's a 3-hour drive for me. I could just go say my condolences and leave. But I thought, no, that would no. But anyway, listen, okay, you want to talk about Sammy Sosa? I will abandon my call, and we'll talk about Sammy Sosa a little bit.
Go ahead.
You know, good Lord, what do you call it? The sanctimony over PEDs. I've had it. You know, listen, performance enhancing. Let's stay right there. We don't have any problem with perform enhancing as far as physics go. We look for every advantage.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Advantage, we go with physics and science to look at it. Now, with performance-enhancing drugs, that's chemistry. People don't like chemistry. Now, it's chemistry is natural. You know, like the nebulas where the stars are born?
Yeah.
That's chemistry.
Hey, Ben. Level playing field. The assumption of a level playing field. And not everybody was using. Some people were, but not everybody was. That's the difference, right?
I get that, but they don't have the really, they have a bunch of inflated numbers, but they don't have the data, actually, of who was doing it, when they were doing it, why they were doing it, how they doing it.
Yep.
And, you know, as far as performance enhancing goes today, you know, good Lord, you know, back in the day, people blew their arms out. That was it. You were done. Talk about leveling the playing field.
Yeah.
Now you can get a cadaver's UCL dipped in collagen, and you can use it for 5 years until you blow that out, and then you can get a new one.
So, I hear you, Ben. It's like advancement is advancement, but it's the level playing field or not, and the fact that that it wasn't for everybody. And look, I can't play judge or jury on every single player. I don't know when exactly people started. I feel like I know when Bonds did. I feel like I know when Clemens did. So I'm comfortable talking about them in that regard specifically. But I don't know exactly when Sammy started. And A-Rod might have started in high school. How am I supposed to think about him? You know? There are rumors that Manny Ramirez started just about that early. So when that gets mixed in with confidence and attitude and skill set, it changes the complexion of the entire thing. So how are we supposed to know? Which is why they should all probably just get in with a big fat asterisk on the front of the museum. This is Mitch in Byron. Hello, Mitch. You're on the Score.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. My comment about the Sammy Sosa thing is that I think it's more than just the whether he did or didn't with the performance enhancing drugs. You got to remember, in I believe at the end of the 2005 season, was it when he walked off the team? Towards the end of the season,
yes,
he just disappeared. I mean, there's a reason that boombox got smashed in a clubhouse. I mean, you can be a good player, but you also need to be a good teammate. And, you know, I don't know that Sammy ever was or will ever be considered that good of a teammate.
No, yet. Not at all. And that's what's difficult. But neither was Bonds. And Bonds should be in the Hall of Fame. You know, I mean, Bonds was like one of the greatest players of all time before he ever started using the junk, you know. And there's lots of people that weren't great teammates. I mean, look, Brett Favre was a horrendous teammate and a bad person, obviously. I think Aaron Rodgers has been a horrendous teammate. But you can get away with it sometimes in sports if you're good enough. Doesn't mean you have to like it. Doesn't mean you have to celebrate all of it. You know, it's just it's an awkward thing. And I've come to the point where, like, it just kind of is. it is what it is. And, you know, I had a specific fan really very effectively make the case of what Sammy meant to him and meant to his fandom and his love for the game and why he wanted him desperately to be allowed to come back. And I want that fan to be happy, and I think that fan is happy this week, and that's nice. And that ends up trumping just about everything on it. It trumps everything on it. And we all have our indiscretions. And then at the end of the day, we got to live with it. And I always think of that one. There's a moment where Lance Armstrong, at the end of his documentary, I think it was an ESPN documentary, a 30 for 30, was like, and, you know, at the end of the day, can I live with myself? And I can. Or he says, can I sleep at night? And I can. I can. It's like, woof, okay. All right. So to each their own in that regard. Let's catch up on the very latest of the current Cubs situation, including the rehab of Shota Imanaga. We'll do it with Sahad of Sharma next on 670 The Score.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The lead at first by Rodriguez, leaning at first. And a throw over, and they got it. You could tell he was leaning. And Horton made an excellent throw to Bush, who slapped the tag on him. No argument from the Mariners. That's a big out number two.
That was huge. You know, that was a really big moment. Just being able to get an extra out right there and then come back and get Raleigh. That was a big moment. Just being able to flip the momentum back to our side was huge.
Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel, Sundays, 9 a.m. to noon.
That was Cade Horton talking about the pickoff that he had yesterday. What's he learning from Matthew Boyd? It's a team full of pickoff artists. Right now on Hit and Run, Sahad of Sharma of The Athletic joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Sahad, thanks so much for hopping on. How are you?
I'm doing well, Speaks. I just wanted to say condolences on your dad. I haven't had a chance to come on your show since. My dad as well got me into baseball, so I wouldn't be here without him. So Always appreciated listening to him when he came on the show with you.
Hey, man, that's incredibly kind of you. And I've heard you talk about, and I think you wrote about your dad in baseball at some point. Didn't you, Sadiv?
Yes, I did. I did because I took my son to his first game. So it was just recalling my dad telling me the story of his first game, which was at Fenway Park, and then my first game at Wrigley, and then my son's first game.
Amazing. Amazing. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that when you did. It matters. It's part of what we love about it. So I appreciate that that very, very much. Hey, speaking of that, Brady Council took grounders yesterday, didn't he, over there? Craig loves being a baseball dad.
Yeah, yeah. I think he talks about his kids a lot, and all of them, not just Brady. He loves talking about them. So it's we're all proud of our kids, right? It's the best part.
Yep, it really is. So, all right. So Shota Imanaga is going to travel with the team and make a start at some point. Correct? Give us what you know about that.
Yeah. Council is very good at living in the moment. So he is not going to tell us what day Shota Imanaga will start. His next start will be in the big leagues. That's what we've gotten. He wouldn't even say if it's in St. Louis. I think it makes sense to make the Thursday start, but there are things that could happen. There are Matthew Boyd sounds like he's fine. He threw today. He was eager to throw today. I think everything's fine after that bad bruise on his left shoulder. So maybe there's no need to push him back, and maybe you just go through the rotation one more time, and then it's Imanaga on Thursday, because Thursday would give him 5 days rest, which is kind of what he's done for most of his career, his MLB career. So I think Thursday makes sense. Maybe they need to push Boyd back and it becomes Wednesday. We'll see. I don't think they're going to overthink this. They're going to take it day by day, and that's very much how Council does things. He rarely announces things days in advance and stuff like this. There's probably no point in, because who knows what happens today, tomorrow, whatever.
Yeah, and he's got some options of things that he could do in terms of replacing somebody in the rotation, including just giving everybody an extra day, which is something they did early on a little bit. So he's not gonna leak any of that. I guess I'll just ask you this: who in the rotation would be most useful quickly in that bullpen?
It's a great question, but I think it's hard to fully answer. I think Ben Brown would be the most impactful out of the bullpen. My problem with moving Ben Brown to the bullpen is now you have very little starting pitching depth. It's a Jordan Wicks just came back. Maybe you could say Chris Flexen is starting pitching depth. But he still needs to be fully stretched out. It just really limits your starting pitching depth if you move Ben Brown to the bullpen and suddenly he's a one inning reliever. Your Triple A depth is all but gone. It's just Jordan Wicks and maybe some guys that you probably don't want making starts just yet in the big league. So that's the risk with Ben Brown. Colin Ray, I think he's, maybe he's a Chris Flexen type out of the bullpen. We'll see how he does today with the wind blowing out. I think it's going to be a tough day for Colin Ray. I think it just is. It's like, this is not fun weather to pitch in. It's not fun weather to stand in. I don't know how these guys are handling it out there. But I think those are the two names that you kind of focus on. I'd be shocked, absolutely shocked, if Cade Horton is not in this starting rotation, unless they decide that they really need to monitor his workload. Other than that, it makes no sense to me. I thought he pitched really well yesterday, all things considered. He should have gotten deeper in that game. His defense let him down. The wind kind of blew, played games with outfielders. And then, Vidal Brujan kept him from finishing that fifth inning. I just think he looks like it's more than just numbers with him. When you watch him out there, he has that mound presence. He knows how to do his job really well. I think he's going to get better as time goes on.
It makes all the sense in the world, but the need for somebody to have starter depth, to be stretched out, is sensible. So whoever goes to the pen, somebody probably goes down to the minors to get stretched out. Maybe it is Flexen who goes back down and gets stretched out, or maybe it is Brown who goes down and gets stretched out. It's an interesting thing. All right, you mentioned Vidal Brujan. What would you say he does well, Sahadev?
He's fast, and he's a good pinch runner. I think that's his.
Is he though? Because I think it was Thursday when he pinch ran in the eighth. I thought if he'd got a better jump and made a better slide, he might have beat out that infield grounder that got him as the force out in that eighth inning against Milwaukee. So I don't know that he's a good base runner. He's fast. I agree.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go with that for sure. He's fast. We haven't seen much of him. It's not like he's gotten a ton of opportunity, and he hasn't shown, like, in this game. If you're going to be a part-time player, you're not, your limited opportunities, you have to play well. You don't get the benefit of the doubt when you're a part-time player, because you have to fight, you have to push your way for more playing time, right? Carson Kelly did that early in the season, where every single time he played, it was like, you can't sit this guy. And I don't know, obviously Carson Kelly hasn't kept that pace up. I'm just saying when you get your opportunity, you have to grab hold of it. And he hasn't done that. So I understand where you're coming from. Right now he's a bench piece that can give Matt Shaw a day off. And you'd hope he'd give you more value. And obviously that defense has not been good enough. You can't make mistakes. You just can't do those things when you're a part-time player. You have to be fundamentally sound, otherwise then you start to wonder what is he doing on this roster, what does he bring to the table, because there are quite, like, you focus in on every mistake, and then you just can't do that. You cannot when you're a part-time player.
Yeah, you know, Miles Mastroboni's in the Seattle dugout across the way. We've seen Nick Madrigal. It's like 3 years or so of kind of trying to find what they obviously think is a certain profile for the bottom of the roster. They don't have somebody in the minors who fills that profile to my knowledge. But let me segue to a bigger question. I loved the response by Matt Shaw when he went down and worked and did what they wanted. You wrote about it really effectively, Sahadev, how he, you know, heeded their advice on changing this stuff mechanically eventually. But now, how big is the runway for the rest of the year for Matt Shaw offensively? Because it's been nowhere.
Yeah, I think there's clear upside there. June has been a tough month for him. It looked like he looked much better when he first came up. I think that's obvious. June has been a tough month. He's faced some of the best pitchers in baseball. He's similar to Nico in that he's not going to – I think he did take a lot of walks his first stint up, but he's barely walked this month. He chases a lot. You want him to make contact. He's kind of a bad ball hitter at times, and you don't want him chasing and swinging and missing. I think the upside is there. I see no reason why you wouldn't continue to play him, because he's been great defensively. Passes the eye test. I think the advanced metrics are mixed on him, but I know one likes him and another doesn't. I think it's just watching him. There's no doubt in my mind he's their best defensive third baseman, and I've been really impressed at the how good he's gotten at that position. So I think because of that, you have the runway. It's kind of like PCA. That's an unfair comparison, because PCA is just an elite defender at a really valuable position. But my point is, he's going to get playing time because of that defense, and then you get the runway on offense. He is a good offensive player. We know this, at least in the minors. He has the skill set. Can he translate that consistently into the big league? I think they're going to give him that opportunity. There's just people say, well, you got to trade for a third baseman. I don't know where you're finding this imaginary third baseman. But, like, there's third base across the league is down. It's at it's near an all-time worst. It's not an all-time worst, but it's near. Mm. It's not a good position across the league right now. Teams are not just going to give away really valuable third basemen. They're just not. I don't know where this player is coming from. And you could get someone, but are they better than Matt Shaw? I don't know if you could make that argument with some of these names that I hear pass along.
Hey, could Jason Hayward play third base? Just got DFA'd out in San Diego. Probably not. Poor Jason. I think it's the end of the road for Jason, don't you think? After like three different teams, I believe, since the Cubs DFA and now out there, I think it's probably the end of the road. But I wanted to play this for you, Sahad, real quick. Let's have a little quiz, okay? Here, a little quiz time. Kyle Schwarber reached 10 years of service time this week.
Wow.
And he, in talking about it, he thanked five different Chicago Cubs. It's five, right, Sean? He thanked five different Chicago Cubs for being good mentors to him. Okay?
Okay.
I want you to think of who those might be. Would you like to take any guesses? Let's take any guesses.
Okay. But, I mean, Hayward has to be one of them.
Hayward is one of them.
Lester.
Yes.
Lackey.
Lackey. Excellent.
Are the rest position players?
Yeah.
Would he say, is it Ross?
It's not Ross. It's a good guess.
Okay.
I'll give you.
Montero?
Not Montero.
Okay.
Rizzo. I'll give you Rizzo.
Okay, Rizzo. Yeah, I should have guessed Rizzo. They're so similar in age.
I thought
maybe he was going older.
And you'll never guess the fifth. Let's play it, and you can hear it along with the rest of the listeners. Okay, here we go.
It's pretty crazy. It feels like yesterday that you get drafted and make your debut and go win a World Series and be in another one. Met a lot of great people along the way. The John Lesters, the Anthony Rizzos, the Lackeys, the John Jays, the Jason Haywards, maybe the baseball player today. Hopefully there's many more years to go, but you know, we can reach that 10 years. And you hear the cool stat of how many players have reached 10 years in the Major League history. It's really cool to be a part of that group.
Did you catch it?
I missed it. Oh. I think I missed it.
Yeah, no, the audio was difficult. So you had it. It was Lester, Hayward, Rizzo, Lackey, and John Jay. John Jay.
John Jay. Oh, wow. That was like one season. Wow. Okay. I mean, John Jay was an impactful guy. I remember people talking about him as a leader, but
yes.
I would not have guessed that. I would not have gotten there.
Me neither. And he didn't even finish the year. He was here for one season and didn't finish the year, but that's what we kept hearing. Like, oh, he's that guy that they need. It was right around the same time of Daniel Descalso, if memory serves.
Yeah. Going about it in a way that, you know, how do we not spend money to fill this huge gap that we have?
That's right. Watch this guy. Watch how he does everything other than hit. Okay? See how they do it. Thank you, Sahada. Appreciate it. Enjoy the game. Stay safe. Don't stand.
Yeah.
God, he said it's not safe to stand out there in the heat.
He's right, though.
Yeah, he's right. Don't stand. Sit. You got to sit. Wherever you are. In fact, anybody out there, if you're outside now and you're listening, sit down. Just immediately sit down. You don't want to do that. Congrats to Kyle Schwarber on 10 years of service time. What a show. This has been really fun. Thank you so much to Sean Sears, who does a great job producing. Thank you to Maeve Miller, who was here observing and helping and being part of the team. Thank you so much. Thank you to our guests, Sahadev Sharma from The Athletic, Ryan McGuffey from the Recap podcast. And thank you to Grant Taylor of the Chicago White Sox and Brad Keller of the Chicago Cubs. Me, I'm back tomorrow on Spiegel and Holmes. Coming up next, it's the Cubs and the Mariners, Logan Gilbert and Colin Ray. Have a great day, everybody.
That's how you do it.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.